Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today is podcast number 1805. The topic is nutrition, and the title is Client Example Correcting Improper Meal Timing. So I started working with a client, and she's coming from just a wide variety of backgrounds with nutrition. A lot of it you could summarize was disordered and kind of improper eating that mostly centered around inconsistent and inefficient nutrition. So she was trying a lot of diets, never eating enough, never eating kind of correctly for what her body needed. She had a high amount of body fat, not a lot of muscle mass, but we're working to correct that. So her goal is to get stronger, build muscle, get leaner, all the things we all want. Now, recently, we've been kind of approaching and looking at specifically her protein intake. She's been able to get her calories regulated and have them be pretty consistent and appropriate to our caloric target. However, her protein has been very low within those calories. Our target range is 130 to 150 grams of protein a day, and she's struggling to get consistently over 100 grams. Every once in a while, she'll have a flash of a high protein day, but most often the grams of protein around 70s or 80s, maybe up to 90s, but it's very rarely is it over 100 grams of protein. This is causing her to have stalled fat loss and stalled workout progress. So she's not progressing in her strength. We're not really seeing a lot of physical changes. She's not seeing the scale go down. And this is also amidst like schedule chaos. So she'll go and do some family things over the weekend and the food is scattered over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. And then Monday through Friday, she's trying her best, but there might be a day or two where the calories are out of range. None of the days the protein's within range. So we're really trying to just get everything to a consistent state yet. Since the food hasn't been consistent, she's getting, like we said, stalled out kind of fat loss. Nothing really seems to be changing. Stalled out workout progress. She has low energy. She's seeing low results. So she has low mental and emotional health. Absolutely makes sense. Feeling discouraged, feeling frustrated, kind of not sure what to do. So we set up a Zoom call and I talked with her about what I've been seeing in her journal. So I log into my FitnessPal, which is the app that she uses. I see what she enters, and we've been discussing things in our online journal. So all of my clients have a 24/7 journal. They can write anything they want, and I can see it and respond. And we've been talking about, you know, meal examples, talking about specific food choices, giving supplement links. We've been talking a lot about a lot of components, but I just haven't been seeing the changes. She's feeling frustrated. So we said, hey, you know, let's meet up and let's talk this out. So as we were talking, we ran into a couple things that are actually relatively easy fixes that'll make a huge impact for her. So I wanted to share what we talked about, share the changes as a way to kind of help give ideas and give hope to anyone listening who might be feeling a similar frustration. So she wakes up at 4 o'clock in the morning, very dedicated. Her willpower and dedication is definitely not the question. She does great. She gets up at 4 o'clock in the morning. She doesn't like, and then she goes to work out. So she starts her workout around 4:45. Now, some days she goes to this group training activity. Some days she trains at home. She doesn't like to work out with a lot of food in her stomach. So she said she might eat an apple. She might eat nothing. She goes and works out. Then she gets to work by 6:30, and then she has her first kind of meal of the day around 8 a.m. So she's already been awake for 4 hours. She's already exerted a lot of effort, already damaged the body, stressed the body, and then it's just been sitting and sitting and waiting and waiting. What she's been having for breakfast is, on average, changes a little bit here and there, but on average, a bagel with some meat. And what we found is that it's really not giving her enough protein for the calories. The calories might be, you know, in the high 300s, if not 400 calories, but there's really only 10 grams of protein in there. She tries to have what she would call a protein-heavy snack But the example that she gave me and the food she uses often is a zero sugar yogurt, which really only has 11 grams of protein in it. That's not actually, that's protein rich in regards to percentage of total calories, but it's not protein rich in regards to the total amount of protein that she's consuming. Then at lunch, she says she has some foods at work, but they don't really have a lot of protein rich items, so she tends to have a high calorie but low protein meal for lunch. Then dinner, she makes up for it. She tries to get a bunch of protein in and does the best she can. But by the end of the day, she has too high of calories. She's at the kind of the top of our caloric range, but her protein is very low, like we said, under 100 grams. And what happens is she's starting the day by waking up, not having anything like substantial for 4 hours, and having already worked out, she started the day in just a huge deficit, a performance deficit, a recovery deficit, an energy deficit. She's training her body in the worst state the body could be in, which is a totally fasted state. She hasn't eaten since dinner the night before, and she's chronically under-eating in regards to like quality of foods, meaning that she doesn't have the right percentages of things. So her protein is so low that she's not getting proper recovery and muscle maintenance from just daily activity, let alone weight training. Her protein barely covers, if it does at all, daily stress, let alone actual weight training stress. And it doesn't even cover it enough to recover fully to the workouts as much as we would actually want it to recover and actually make adaptation progress. So we would want her body to not only heal the damage that's been done, but to reinforce the tissues to make them bigger and stronger. She's not even getting the basic healing process complete. So what we have to fix in this is we have to get more protein earlier in the day. And we have to make sure that the percentage of protein within our total calories is correct. We don't just want to add protein and bump up her calories, because then she'll start to actually gain body fat because she'll have too many carbs and fats sitting around. So we need to actually replace carbs and fats and increase the protein percentage within our total calories. So an example of an easy and quick fix is pre-workout. Since she doesn't like having food, we're going to do a drink. She can drink Gatorade, which is Gatorade powder because it's cheap, and then whey protein. So you can get a whey protein. Now, if she doesn't like whey protein, there are many other proteins. There are vegan-based proteins. There's just so many other protein sources. You can get rice protein. There's pea protein. There's a lot of other protein sources, but we want to get a protein powder. Now, you want to make sure it's not a collagen powder. Collagen protein actually only helps kind of heal connective tissues. We want stuff that fuels muscle tissue development. So we don't want collagen protein. We want other sources of protein in protein powder. Then she can have that pre-workout, about 25 grams of sugar from Gatorade powder, 25 grams of protein from a protein powder supplement. And that's going to give her not too much fluid to where she'll have trouble working out, but it's going to give her some energy. And it's going to already prepare the body with some proteins to help start to mitigate damage during the workout. Then post-workout, we're going to take another 25 grams of protein, a protein powder. Now, you might think like, oh gosh, that's a lot of protein powder. It isn't bad in the sense that it's derived from whole food. It's easier to eat than the whole food item would be. And you really only want the protein from the whole food item. We don't want the carbs and fat calories. So it's going to give us a better part of the whole food, which is the protein. And the total cost isn't really that much. You can get good quality proteins. That would be the equivalent of like a $6 per pound meat. So $6 per pound for meat is an okay price for meat. And that's about what the price of a good protein supplement is around the equivalent of paying $6 per pound of meat. So that's actually a pretty good price, an okay source to get the protein from. Now, why would I do protein powder post-workout? Because as soon as she finishes her workout, she has to get to work. She's not going to feel that she has time to prepare food. So if we can just do a quick little scoop of protein powder and some water, or, you know, like sugar-free almond milk, anything that gives her just that liquid component of the shake, she can have that. So that's going to be 25 grams of protein before the workout, 25 grams of protein after the workout. We're already way ahead. Then for breakfast, we're going to keep the same thing, the bagel, the meat, and the cheese, but we're going to do a no-fat cheese. That's going to bring the calorie contribution from the fat calories down, but it'll still maintain proper protein. So she's going to get around 15 grams of protein out of that breakfast. Her mid-morning can stay the yogurt. Again, it's only 10, 11 grams of protein. Not a lot, but we've already had 50 grams of protein in the pre- and post-workout, the 15 grams in the breakfast. So adding 10 grams mid-morning is actually okay. Then for lunch, we want to pick more protein-rich items. An example meal that I gave her is bonza pasta, which is a chickpea pasta, which has a higher protein content. And then she said at work, she doesn't have access to a lot of protein-rich items, so we can just do ready-to-eat chicken pouch. She doesn't like tuna, so you can just get a pouch of ready-to-eat chicken. You can order on Amazon and have it delivered to your house. So she can boil the pasta. Chickpea pasta lasts a long time. You can actually cook, boil 5 days worth on Sunday night and then have it ready for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Then you just pour on the chicken pouch each day, add a little bit of dressing or something for flavor if you want. You can chop up some vegetables and mix that in if you'd like as well. But that's going to give her a meal that's around 450 to 500 calories and 35 grams of protein. She's going to get 22 grams of protein from the bonza pasta, 13 grams of protein from the chicken pouch. So that's a really good amount of protein. So before, by the time she would get to dinner, on her best days, she might only have 40 to 50 grams of protein by the time she got to dinner. Now she's going to be having 110 grams of protein by the time she gets to dinner. So even with a kind of like average-ish type dinner, where she might only get 20 to 30 grams of protein at dinner, that's still going to get her now within her range of 130 to 150 grams of protein per day. So this is going to ensure that we stay within the proper caloric range, but now we have the proper protein amount within those calories. She will lose more body fat. She will make more progress in training, and her emotional and mental health will improve. That's exactly what we want. We want to see better results, of course, physically, but emotionally and mentally, that is the key. That's going to be amazing to feel that you have control again, that you can make progress again. So that's very exciting. So the changes we made was just adding a protein powder pre- and post-workout, switching the cheese at breakfast to fat-free cheese, and then more protein-rich options for lunch. So before, she felt stuck. Now, she feels fired up and excited. We were actually already seeing some improvements in our training due to technique improvements, due to our video reviews that we do every week. But now, along with technique improvement, she's going to be actually able to make physical improvements because she's going to have enough protein now to actually heal muscle tissue and actually improve it and make it better from workout to workout. She's going to have greater training energy, greater training stimulus. She's going to be able to create more demand and damage and stress, proper beneficial stress in the training. And then she's going to have the proper nutrition, calories, and protein to support that stress. And she's going to make big, big, big improvements. So these were small changes, but they're going to make big improvements. So this is a client example of how to correct improper meal timing. The improper aspect was that she was mostly active in the morning, but she had most of her food in the evening. We want to flip that. We want to try to have most of our food when we're most active, less of our food when we're less active. Okay, I thought that was fun to share. If you would like help with getting your nutrition figured out, what would be the proper schedule, the proper foods for you based on what you have available? Like, do you have refrigeration, not refrigeration? You know, can you eat lactose-containing items? Can you not? If you want any of that kind of specific help, we do have our one-on-one coaching. We have coaching for both training and nutrition or nutrition only. you can check those services out on our website. Okay, if you have any questions, if you need anything, let me know. My email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. If you like the podcast, please share the podcast. If you like the podcast, please consider donating to support the podcast, which you can do it on our website, which is www.brutalirongym.com. And also, if you like the information we share in the podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels. You can find us and follow us on Instagram and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.